software that prevents, detects, and eliminates computer viruses. Botnet, a group of internet-connected devices configured to forward transmissions such as spam or viruses to other devices, despite their owners being unaware of it. Cybercrime. Also known as computer crime or net crime, cybercrime is loosely defined as any criminal activity that involves a computer and a network, whether in the commissioning of the crime or as the target. DOS, denial of service attack. An attempt to interrupt or suspend host services of an internet-connected machine, causing network resources, servers, or websites to be unavailable or unable to function. DDoS, distributed denial of service attack. A denial of service attack that occurs from multiple sources. Malware. An overreaching term describing hostile and/or intrusive software. This includes, but is not limited to, viruses, worms, trojans, ransomware, spyware, adware, scareware, and others. Malware may also take the form of executables, scripts, and active content. Phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Phishing is an attempt to acquire sensitive information, such as usernames, passwords, or credit card details, for malicious purposes by masquerading as a trustworthy entity in a digital environment. Rootkit. Rootkits are trojans that conceal objects or activities in a device's system. This is primarily to prevent other malicious programs from being detected and removed. Social engineering. Social engineering is a non-technical malicious activity that exploits human interaction in order to subvert technical security policies, procedures, and programs so as to gain access to devices and networks. Trojan. Trojans are malicious, non-replicating programs that hide on a device as benign files and perform unauthorized actions such as deleting, blocking, modifying or copying data, hindering performance, and more. Zero-day vulnerability. Zero-day vulnerability refers to a security gap in software that is unknown to its creators. This is hurriedly exploited before the software creator or vendor can patch it. Zero-day exploits may be sold for massive amounts of money across the dark web, and many are still unknown to modern computer scientists. Zero-day vulnerabilities that made headlines in 2017 were the Intel chipset data processing exploits known as Spectre and Meltdown. Each of these exploited the Intel CPU directly and were at the time completely unpatchable. Newer chipset releases have patched the vulnerabilities, but many systems remain vulnerable as of the writing of this book. The origins of cybercrime. It may be hard to believe, but the term hack was not originally associated with cybercrime or computers at all. In the 1960s, robotics enthusiasts at MIT coined the term to describe the act of modifying a product or a procedure to alter its normal function or to fix a problem. Simply put, hacking is the process of changing certain functions without re-engineering the entire device. A hacker is someone who finds a clever way to fix a problem with a product or seeks an easy way to improve its function. However, hacking became intermingled with malicious intent in the 1970s with a phenomenon known as phreaking. Tech-savvy people sought to subvert early computerized phone systems. These freakers discovered the correct codes and tones that would result in free long-distance calling service. They impersonated operators and dug through Bell Telephone Company garbage to find secret information. They performed countless experiments on early telephone hardware to learn how to exploit the Bell Atlantic system. Law enforcement had difficulty with this sort of criminal activity. This was due in part to a lack of legislation to aid in criminal prosecution. Additionally, there was a shortage of investigators skilled in the technology that was being exploited. These early incidents made it clear that computer systems were open to criminal activity, and as the technology became more sophisticated, so did the crime. By the mid-1980s, cybercrime was an established channel to control and destroy computer systems, acquire information, and steal millions in cash. Action was needed, and in 1986, the first